Senate approves short-term extension of FISA. The Senate passed a spy law bill on April 17, extending Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The law grants the government authority for warrantless surveillance. Lawmakers approved the House version by a voice vote, which extends it to April 30. This came after negotiations and disputes over how to protect civil liberties. The vote comes hours after the House of Representatives passed the bill in the early hours of April 17. The previous authorization would have expired on April 20. President Donald Trump voiced support for the bill, calling on Republicans to rally behind a clean extension of the law. Trump said that he had personally experienced what he called the worst and most illegal abuse of FISA in our nation's history, in reference to disclosures that revealed the FBI had used Section 702 of FISA to spy on his 2016 presidential campaign as part of the Crossfire Hurricane operation. Section 702 applies specifically to intelligence targets from foreign countries thought to be outside the United States. It also allows intelligence agencies to, without a warrant, gather incidental information from Americans who come into contact with non-U.S. persons. According to the president, the military desperately needs Section 702 of FISA to support national security efforts, particularly in light of the conflict with Iran. With the ongoing successful military activities against the terrorist Iranian regime, it is more important than ever that we remain vigilant, protect our homeland, troops, and diplomats stationed abroad, and maintain our ability to quickly stop bad actors seeking to cause harm to our people and our country, the president said. I have spoken to many generals about this, and they consider it vital. Not one said, even tacitly, that they can do without it, especially right now with our brilliant military operation in Iran. Representatives Thomas Massie and Lauren Boebert pushed back against the legislation, and Representative Ana Paulina Luna endorsed reforms to the law in a conversation with reporters. Representative Andy Harris, who chairs the House Freedom Caucus, told reporters on March 18 that an 18-month extension was too long, citing the need for reforms. I hope there's some room for negotiating a couple of smaller reforms into it to show good faith, that they know there are problems, he said. A previous review of the FBI's use of Section 702 by the Department of Justice's Office of the Inspector General found more than 60,000 noncompliant queries in 2021 alone. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said in a March 19 press conference, "It's clear that FISA reforms are necessary." Altgraf Fredley and Joseph Lord contributed to this report.